Happy July, everybody. This is Donnie Mangos, and you are here with us at the What's Up with Toronto Real Estate podcast. And you guys all know how we do this. Usually after the first week, we have our stats prepared and are ready to chat about what's happening with the market stats-wise with everyone's favorite person, Natalia Corridor.
Thank you. Hi.
Hey, Natalia. All right, let's just jump right in, Natalia. We have reports from June that we can start analyzing and critiquing and interpreting. So what did we see?
That's right, yeah. So the June monthly stats are in, and as we suspected last month when we were talking about the stats, they are showing positive signs in the real estate market for once. I've even seen a lot of articles in the media reflecting this, and they're finally saying, like, prices are up from last year. So what that means is that, remember we discussed how at the beginning of last year prices were really, really high because there was that crazy increase in prices at the beginning of the year, but then they dropped around May and June, and we were expecting the prices this year to surpass prices of last year. We thought it would happen maybe in May. It came really close, but now in June it has finally happened. So okay, the average price this month is at $807,000. And last year it was 2% less than that. So
all right. Finally an uptick. So June over June, we're seeing 2% from last year to this year.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. And that's in the general prices from the Toronto Real Estate Board, everything that was reported. We were also 2% up from sales, just in the number of sales from last June as well. So again, the market in last June was a little bit slower because we did have that big drop and buyers were kind of waiting to see what was happening. So this year in the number of sales, we have gone up 2% as well compared to last June.
Okay, good.
So it's good news. The media can finally stop twisting all of the, the price drop, as they like to call it, and
sales plunge. Yeah, so like that's no longer there.
Yeah, they literally can't say that anymore. So that's good.
I suspect we're going to see something in the news very soon from our new elected premier Doug Ford, probably taking credit for for some positive signs in the economy.
Anyhow. I would love that. That'd be really funny. Yeah. Probably will.
So okay, that's cool. So and you're talking your stats again are Toronto Real Estate Board wide, which means 416 and some of the 905, obviously.
That's right. Yeah. It is the Toronto Real Estate Board. So I did divide it just to give you an overview on prices again between the different types of homes. So detached, townhouses, and condo. And this is just for the city of Toronto. So only 416. For prices in the detached market in the city of Toronto, we are at $1,354,000. The semi-detached market in Toronto is $999,000, so just under $1 million. The townhouses are at $736,000, and the condos are at $605,000. So okay, that is for Toronto.
Yeah, interesting stuff. Again, we talked about last month the disparity between detached to semi, semi to towns, and all that. And we said we noticed a big premium. So the numbers you're just laying out to me right now, they sound like they're around 30% for each jump from townhome to semi, and then 30% from semi to detached. Obviously the house isn't the same house. I get it. And neighborhoods play a role and all that. But on the macro level, 30% premium. Interesting.
Yeah, to get into each house. Yeah, that's very true.
Condos.
Yeah, condos again are kind of where all of the activity still is. The condo market is still as crazy as it ever was. We're looking, like, if you look at the months of inventory, which we always discuss as well, because that's super important to give us an idea on supply versus demand. The months of inventory for the condo market downtown, which is, you know, where most condos are, is at 1.5 months of inventory, which is nothing. It's still a really good seller's market.
What does that mean, Itai? Like, interpret that, the one and a half. So, yeah.
months of inventory is basically how many months it would take with the inventory that's out there today for us to run out of inventory. So if all of these condos that are for sale sell, how many months will it take for that to happen?
Okay.
And that is 1.5 months. So less than 2 months.
If no new condos come on the market, yeah, it take one, it, after a month and a half, mm-hmm. we would be out of condos for sale.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's super aggressive seller's market.
Exactly, yeah. And in the overall city of Toronto for detached, semi, and condos, you're still at a seller's market, even in the detached market, which sometimes people think is a lot slower. It's right. at 2.5 months of inventory, which is still a really good seller's market.
Yeah, Toronto is still motoring through, clearly.
Exactly.
This is not a stats thing because I don't have anything, and I don't think you have anything to pull up that I haven't asked you for this, but 905 versus 416, and just in terms of feeling, mood, mm-hmm. vibe, we were definitely heavier in the 416. Yes, this is true.
Yeah.
And we see a lot of activity, and we still absolutely expect to sell everything that we list in the 416.
Mm-hmm.
More so like in the southern parts of the 416, or more like concentrated to the core.
Yes.
And then in the outskirts of the 416 and into 905, you know, when I'm at a party or at an event and I'm just talking to clients or people, you know, the general consensus is things are just really stale in the 905. So things aren't moving as quick, definitely not moving as quick. And it's not, as a result, it's not really a seller's market out there. I mean, there's no stats that are going to show that because this is all very micro level, and on the macro clearly says the opposite of what I'm saying. But I'm telling, for the audience and from our experience, I think you'd agree that things are very different. It's a tale of two different markets again.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Same like what you said. I don't have the stats on the 905, but just from talking to people, and I do have some clients, and I've done like a deal in Richmond Hill recently, and just, yeah, the interaction with the agents is completely different. Like, it's a very, very different market, much slower yeah. than it is 416. So,
all right.
It honestly depends on the neighborhood. It's different everywhere.
Yeah. All right. Well, is Toronto a good place to invest, Natalia?
Absolutely. Yes. Nothing has changed. Our economy is doing better than ever. So it always yeah. is.
I think so. In 2018, I know you'll be buying a place.
Yes.
I fully expect to be buying a place in Toronto again. And that strategy that I've adopted for the last 20 years or so has never failed me. And you know, all the pundits that are saying that Toronto's overcrowded, it's expensive, and all these traffic issues, or the government is, you know what, guys, I hear it all. But when I look at the bank account at the end of the year, every year, it's always very favorable. So mm-hmm. I love Toronto. I'm very bullish on Toronto still. And yeah. Obviously you are, Natalia, as well.
Absolutely. So, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, I think that's it, Natalia. Like, I mean, I look forward to seeing next month as well. I'm actually headed away for a little while, so I won't be as in tune as you will for the next few weeks to see what's happening in the market. But I expect a slowdown in the number of units transacting. But again, when we're looking at numbers, we're always looking at year over year. So we're comparing June to June, July to July. And pretty much every year, July and August, there's a slowdown in activity when comparing to the previous month. And I think, well, I'm interested to see what happens now with July comparing to last July when we had heat, summer, and coming off of the bad news that we faced in that season. So I'm interested in that for sure. Yeah,
it'll be interesting numbers, definitely. I'll keep you posted.
Actually, one last thing to tell you. I don't know if you have it handy right now,
mm-hmm.
but I'm increasingly interested in year-to-date stuff.
Yeah, I do have that actually.
Okay.
So year to date, meaning from January of this year, from 2018.
Yeah, I want to know what happened from mm-hmm. January till now. Like if I bought a place in January,
yeah,
I understand I'm not comparing the same place, but like on the macro scale, if we got mm-hmm. in January and we're looking at, you know, now in end of June, what type of returns should I have noticed, or what kind of price appreciation or depreciation should I
yeah.
realize?
So it's appreciation for sure. And it's at around 9.6% 20% that prices have gone up from January of this
Wowza.
Year. Yeah, so
year over year is 2%, mm-hmm. but year to date, so June to June is 2%. From January to June is
9.6%.
6%.
That's right, yeah. In January, the average price was 736, and we're at 807 now.
There you have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a year for Toronto.
Yeah, it's been
interesting. I just had lunch with a pal who's a Canadian, and he lives in Shanghai, mm-hmm. and he's back for the summer just to, you know, see some family and friends and stuff, and he was commenting on last year when he was here, he was staying with his wife's family, and they're in Scarborough, like North Scarborough, and he saw a house that had sold in February, so that's peak, Natalia, like last year, February.
That's major.
And they had sold for 1.5, and he was just commenting on what he's seen now that he's been back. A house that was listed from November is still listed in the neighborhood, and it's at 1.15, and it was not too dissimilar from the house that sold before. So prices were off its peak, but, you know, which, you know, year to year, I can see how that happened. And obviously, February is a different number too. But the looking at this guy who's probably stuck with that property at 1.15 or whatever he's listed at right now, mm-hmm. I'd be encouraged if I was him, knowing that, yes, it was desperate last year, you know, in the fall, mm-hmm. and this year, from January to June, at least I've got some of that back in my 9.6% gain overall. Exactly. So the thing about real estate is, if you're in it for long enough, you can't really make a mistake.
Exactly. Yeah, even if you bought at the peak last year, if you hold it for 2 to 5 years, you're gonna make money. It doesn't matter.
I agree. And you know that I've looked in the studies and stuff to say, over any 10-year period, starting from any specific year that you want to, looking at Canadian pricing.
Yeah.
There's never been a time, and we've seen crashes and, you know, and balloons, whatever you want to call these things, guys. We've seen that there's never been a time when in year 10, the prices wasn't as high as it was in year zero or year one, whatever. So it doesn't matter what life throws at this. Real estate tends to appreciate. And so you can't really make a mistake if you're in it for the long term.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. This is not a sales thing. I'm not trying to, this is a discussion, everybody. Right. We're not trying to generate, something that was wrong kind of leads, whatever. We're just having a discussion, just saying, this is the truth. Like, this is the reality. I look at my dad's generation, and my dad's retired, and, you know, he's got friends that all migrated from Greece to mm-hmm. Toronto, to Canada, looking for work and all that. And the ones that are still working into their old age are the ones that didn't buy property, and the ones that are comfortable are the ones that had property. That is absolutely the common denominator. Like, the property, distinguishes one from the other.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You see that in the generations, and like, that's why people are still buying homes. Like, no matter what the prices are, people want to get into this market because we all see the value.
Yeah. Agreed. All right. Anyways, my love, Natalia, you are amazing. Your ability to read that crystal ball is tremendous.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, everybody. Have a wonderful and safe summer. Talk to you next month.
Bye, guys.
Bye.